Crossroads Podcast. Morning Crossroads. On the show today, we have two amazing professors from Texas Woman's University, Dr. Brandy Folley and Dr. David Gardner. Thank you both for coming on the show today. Dr. Folley and Dr. Gardner are both math and computer professors, which are two of my favorite subjects. And I believe we have some children here in Crossroads who can benefit from the many offerings both disciplines have to offer. Please tell us a little about yourselves and how you became PhDs in your area of study of mathematics and computers. Brandy?
Hi, my name is Brandy Folley. I live just north of here. I'm married with two kids. From my educational background, I was enamored by people and their behaviors, so I chose to get a BA in psychology. But I've always loved math. Closer to graduation, I realized psychology and or counseling were not quite the routes I was interested in taking. And my major professor encouraged me to check out a gentleman at Baylor who had written a statistics book for psychology. Dr. Roger Kirk was still at Baylor at the time, but in the psychology department. So I reached out to the statistics department, kind of blending what I wanted to do with psychology and my love of math. I started conversations, asked a lot of questions, met with one of the professors, applied, and ended up at Baylor, where I got my PhD in statistics. I originally planned to stop at my master's and then find a job, but the PhD wasn't much more beyond that. So I continued on with it and then started working at TWU shortly after graduation.
Okay, great. And how about you, David? You're in the profession that I like, the computers.
Yes. So my name's David Gardner. I live in Idiots Hill area of Denton, if anybody knows where that is. And how I got into this field, I actually wanted to get into computers when I was graduating high school, but I was diagnosed with a degenerative eye disease and was actually told that I shouldn't look at working with computers. So I actually got a degree in economics and then in communication studies and then sort of self-taught myself that no, I would actually be able to work with computers despite my eye condition. And just from there, got into the master's program. They encouraged me to do my PhD, and I ended up here.
That is cool. I mean, that is really cool. Well, many people have heard of TWU, but not much detail on what the university has to offer. Would you share with the listeners a little about what TWU has to offer? And please tell them how easy it is to get in touch with you and how they can obtain more information. Brandy?
TWU is the largest university system, primarily focused on women, but we do have men that attend. We're about a 90-10 split, 90% women, 10% men. We have three campuses, with the main campus in Denton. The other two are in Dallas and Houston. We are a Hispanic-serving institution and recently received the Seal of Excellencia. We have a variety of programs that offer bachelor's, master's, and PhDs across our campus. In math, we have undergraduate degrees in mathematics with and without teacher certification, and we offer a master's degree in math. I'll let David tell you about the computer science programs, but both of us can be contacted. All of our information's on the TWU website for both math and then computer science.
And that website is?
twu.edu/mathematics or twu.edu/computer-science.
Beautiful.
I'm glad you looked up the computer science because I couldn't remember if there was a dash in there or not. So thank you, Dr. Fowley, on that. So programs that we offer, we actually have undergraduate degrees in computer science, health informatics, and data science and informatics. And I know informatics may not be a term that some are familiar with. It's essentially data science. It just sort of depends on the field that you're going into, whether they tend to call it data science or informatics. And within that, we have minors in cybersecurity, tracks that focus on community informatics, data analytics, sports informatics, a lot of sort of different specializations within data science and that sort of stuff. Computer science, again, we have the options in cybersecurity, sort of classic programming, and those sorts of options. At the master's level, we have a master's in data science and informatics as well. And again, there are multiple tracks there. Clinical applications for those that are looking to do data science as it relates to nursing, health sciences or health studies, community informatics, sports informatics, cybersecurity. Again, a lot of different sort of specializations, but all within the data science field.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Fowley, what are some of the challenges you run into at the university, and how do you meet or overcome them?
One challenge I've encountered as the division head of math is funding. So just because we're at a university doesn't mean we have all the money in the world that we can do what we want with. The general population may think that's the case, especially when you see things like TW just opened the Bezos Academy, which is a childcare facility. However, a lot of the funding comes from various sources, different sources, and the money can only be used for certain things. So as the division head of math, I've had to learn we have different pots of money, and those pots have different restrictions and functions. Some pots of money can't be used for office supplies. Some pots of money cannot be used for teaching resources and things like that. And so I've had to learn about all of the different pots of money, what their purposes are for, what they can and can't be used for, and then how to best utilize those resources to benefit our students and our faculty.
Excellent. Dr. Gardner, what are some of the challenges you face, and how do you meet or overcome those?
So similarly, as division head, I've had to learn about the different pots of money and what the rules are for specific accounts and that sort of stuff and how they can be used. But I think awareness, I know I've talked to several people even in the Denton area that didn't know that TW had a computer science department. But we've been around for several decades. So awareness, and then one that I'm dealing with right now is artificial intelligence, because that's a big one. How does it incorporate into higher education? How do we deal with it in the classroom and that sort of stuff? And so trying to sort of find the middle ground, because there are those that are like, you know, no, there should be no AI. And then everybody that's like, then people that are like, we should go full AI. But it's really, it's like a car. Cars are neither horrible nor the best thing ever. They're a car, they're a tool. And so trying to navigate that space and determine how does this tool best benefit the things that the goals that we have as a university, but also as a program, and how it benefits students as they go into their future careers.
Yeah, and as with most technology, you're always going to have that one idiot out there that abuses it and messes it up for everybody. Some of the students at NCTC are finding that out real fast, that yes, a teacher can tell if you used AI to compose a paper. I've seen a couple of students get disciplined for exactly that this week, and one of the teachers, he laughed because he said, you know, It was bad enough that he plagiarized the paper, but what was worse was the paper that he plagiarized was by a student who failed his class. So he said the paper had already failed one time.
Oh, no.
He said he couldn't believe it. You know, and so they kind of have a little running joke around there. He goes, if you're going to plagiarize and you're going to use AI, make sure you use one with a passing grade. It was funny. Yeah. So, Dr. Fowley, what advice would you give to parents whose children are showing interest in mathematics? And I'll give you a chance to answer the same for the computers.
Encourage them. David and I talked about this earlier of encourage your students. It's the same as anything else. If they were interested in soccer, what would you do? Would you try to find them a team? Would you try to buy them a ball and encourage them to play? Do the same thing. Math, computer science, engineering, reading. I think our job as parents is to encourage our children in the things that they show interest in. This could be in the form of camps, math games. There are lots of games that utilize math. Talking to your children. My kiddos, my daughter likes to cook, and we talk about fractions in cooking a lot. And I ask her all the time, what does that mean? You know, if we need a half a cup and this is a whole cup, how much of this should we fill up? And we just have those conversations. So encourage them.
Absolutely.
And I would agree, especially math and technology, beyond that, sort of helping them be aware of the connections those have to things that they may not be aware of. So maybe they're interested in robotics. Maybe they are interested in game design. Maybe they're just interested in how technology can benefit people's lives. I would say encourage them to see how something they're interested in connects to a lot of different sort of sub areas, so they can really find that niche that works for them.
Oh yeah. I helped my ex-wife write a paper on gender bias and toys years and years and years ago. And, you know, it's amazing how we've come a long way. So if parents out there, if you've got a daughter and she's toying around and looking at the Erector set in Walmart, buy it for her, man. Encourage her to do it. If she wants a Bob the Builder tool belt, let her have it. You never know.
We need more women engineers.
Oh, absolutely. My wife's an engineer. Yeah. I was attracted to her because she knows higher math. No, actually, it was a lot more than that. She's a real good cook, and I love her to death. Definitely. Well, does TWU offer programs for high school students to come out and visit the campus with their parents?
Yes. TWU offers campus tours every weekday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we have Pioneer Preview Days in November and February. We also partner with some schools where we offer dual credit. Students attend their high school but take a college-level course for college credit. Under this program, we have various events on campus for those dual credit students and faculty, like a basketball night for the dual credit students where we invite them all to campus. But for any high school students, we have campus tours and Pioneer Preview Day that happens twice a year.
And not only for high school students, but middle school and elementary school students, TWU hosts several summer camps and even events during some weekends during the regular school year that students can come, get connected with some of the people at TWU, some of the programs offered, and see the campus that way as well.
Excellent. Yeah. As you know, the population in this area is just exploding. Braswell High School is overcrowded big time. So finally, Mr. Wilson with the Denton ISD decided to approach our town, and they're going to build a high school here in Crossroads. So with that, I hope we will really have an opportunity to share your disciplines with the math and science departments in the high school. Do you think that might be an opportunity for the two of you, not only here in Crossroads, but the other surrounding high schools, Aubrey High School, Pilot Point High School, Tioga High School? There's a bunch of them.
Absolutely. At the current moment, one of my roles is to oversee our dual credit program for the School of the Sciences. And so as part of that, I conduct observations of our dual credit faculty with the schools that we partner with. So that actually does include Braswell, along with a couple other Denton high schools. So I actually get a chance to go into the high schools and sit in on a math class and watch the teachers and enjoy the students and kind of watch how they exhibit in the classroom, what they're learning, how they interact with their teachers. And I always enjoy that. I think it's a lot of fun. I would enjoy the opportunity to come talk to the new high school and the students that are going to be there, tell them more about TWU and open those doors of communication while students are still in high school. I think telling them who we are and what we have to offer goes back to what David talked about earlier of just awareness, letting people know we have these programs and we're right down the street. So you can stay local, You can stay with mom and dad if that's an option or a need, and we're not that far away. So hopefully I'll have more opportunities to go into these schools.
Agreed. And I think opportunities like science fairs, I know an email went out recently about some of the local schools having science fairs and needing judges and recruiting those judges from TWU. Opportunities for guest speakers, outreach. I mentioned summer camps already, but there's things like the cyber camp that the TWU hosts for students to come learn more about cybersecurity. Making sure that the schools are aware of those sorts of things so that, again, there's greater communication and opportunity for the students at the various local schools, as well as those at TWU.
When I met you last week, Dr. Gardner, you told me you were a scoutmaster. Have you had the pleasure of helping a few scouts obtain badges in IT or in computers?
So I'm listed as a merit badge counselor. I'm actually a Cub Master. So right now I'm working with the young ones in PAC 940. But I have been an assistant scout master, and I am registered as both a Nova and Supernova mentor, which are the STEM programs within BSA. And then I am a merit badge counselor for things like digital technology, robotics, that sort of stuff. There's several actual merit badges now. When I was in scouts, there was the computers merit badge, which I did get down at IBM Solana, if anybody remembers when IBM was just there north of South Lake. But yes, I am signed up. I have been a mentor, a Nova mentor for some Cub Scouts, but I have not had the opportunity to serve as a merit badge counselor for older Scouts. But I am listed, so they can always look me up.
That's great. Well, hopefully the Scouts will advance that out into the older ranks, because that's where they decide at that point in their life what discipline they're going to actually pursue. And I think if you give them enough of a taste of that, they'll jump on that opportunity. Absolutely. Well, Dr. Fowley, I want to thank you for inviting my wife to come out and speak to the students. And thank you both again for coming to the show. You told us that you wore many hats at the university. Would you tell our listeners about some of them and what drives you to keep on taking on more hats?
Sure. lack of sanity, for one. I thank your wife for coming to talk. So, shameless plug, we have a monthly speaker series for both math and computer science. So if anyone out there has jobs that utilize math and programming skills, if you're in data analytics, informatics, computer science, math, statistics, anything in that field and would like to come talk to our students, please reach out to us. You can check out our email on our website. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you come chat with our students.
We have donuts.
We have... He said we have donuts or pastries. We have something. We have breakfast. To answer your question, so I have three titles currently. I'm the division head for mathematics. So I oversee the faculty in math, work on scheduling, assist faculty with their needs, support our faculty so they can support our students. And I try to assist our students' needs as best as I can. And I advise our graduate students. I'm also the associate director for the School of the Sciences. The School of the Sciences has five divisions: math, computer science, biology, chemistry, and environmental science, starting this fall. In this role, I assist my supervisor, who's the director, in whatever she needs. Part of this job is also working with dual credit across the school and not just math. And then recently, I became an interim associate dean for the College of Arts and Sciences. This is a new role. I'm still learning the ins and outs of it, but my focus here is on scheduling and budgets for the entire college. So I'm a lifelong learner. I enjoy a challenge. I grew up an athlete. I enjoy being challenged with new things, learning new things, and all of these titles have awarded me the opportunity to learn a lot of things, and I just enjoy it.
I bet you have one heck of a hat rack in your office. Definitely. Well, do both of you encourage people, in general, parents, to get more involved with their communities, both for themselves as well as their children? So, in your opinion, what are some of the benefits of getting involved?
I encourage my family. This kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier. If your children specifically show an interest in something, help them dig into that. I have a kiddo that's interested in swimming, and loves the water. And so we put her in summer swim and we get to meet other people. We get to join a team. My kids become active that way. I have another kid involved or showing an interest in music. So we recently started music lessons and we look for local people within the community that I can go to for these lessons or a local team. And we get to meet other parents, which I enjoy getting to know who's in our community and what they do and things like that. So yes, get more involved.
I would agree, but I'm also an Eagle Scout, so there are plenty of service projects to do in your community. But I think it's really important for getting your kids connected to what's going on in the community. It helps the parents get connected with other people, to meet people that you have commonalities with and even meet people that you have differences with, so that you can sort of learn and grow and take advantage of the opportunities that are out there. I know we did my PAC did a service project with the city of Denton, and we met a really interesting urban forester through that. And we've met very interesting park rangers working on the green belt. A lot of opportunities are out there if you get involved in your community. And it might be that your kids find some program that they hadn't even thought of just by being involved with something they're doing in the community. Maybe it's community theater, maybe it's music, at wherever the local lawn is. I know Denton has concerts on the square during the summer. I don't know if Crossroads has something similar, but I think being involved with your community is really important. I think we spend too much time, and this is me, the computer scientist, saying that we spend too much time in front of a screen. And I think we need community. Technology is beneficial, but we also need people.
Absolutely.
And show your children the world. Show them what's around you. Maybe not the literal world, but the world around you that you're surrounded by. And like David mentioned, maybe they find a passion in something. Maybe by meeting a park ranger, a student, one of these Cub members says, I want to do that when I grow up. And they find something that interests them that you can then foster and help grow as they get older.
Well, I don't know if you know, he used to be the manager of the Isle du Bois State Park, Randy Killam.
I remember the name. I can't remember if I've actually met him, but I do know the name.
Well, when I met him the first time, it was in the theater.
Okay.
So he's in a play this week. So if you guys want to have a good laugh, come out and see how the other half lives. It's a play with three couples, so six actors total. And it's a riot. I mean, it's a fast-paced comedy play. And Randy is a hoot when it comes to this kind of stuff. He's like perfect for it. So yeah, come on out. It's at the Garage Door Theater up in Pilot Point. Absolutely. Is there anything else that I might have missed that either of you would like to add today?
All I want to say is thank you so much for having us on and allowing us to share more about TWU and the divisions of math and computer science. And thanks to your wife for coming to speak to our students.
And I echo Dr. Fowley's sentiments.
Well, thank you very much. Well, you heard it today from Dr. Fowley and Dr. Gardner from TWU. Thank you for sharing about your disciplines today, and we wish both of you great success as you help to shape the future generations. Thank you, Crossroads Town Council, for fixing those potholes on Fish Trap between 380 and 377. We look forward to the potholes between 424 and Oak Grove Parkway to be next. For up-to-date details on the status of various road projects through the town of Crossroads, visit crossroadstx.gov/road-projects. For local events, drop in at the Brass Tap here in Crossroads Wednesday, April 24th at 7 p.m. for some music bingo. Then pop back in on Thursday, April 25th at 7 p.m. for trivia night. Then come on out and jam with some live music select on Saturday, April 27th at 8 p.m. Grab some great grub and chase it down with those amazing suds. The summer market is just around the corner starting May 4th, 11th, 18th, 25th, June 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th, July 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th, and August 3rd and 10th. If you want to participate as a vendor, go to the town website and enter market vendor in the search box, then scroll down to the 2024 community market vendor application. Make sure to like us on our Facebook page, Crossroads Podcast. To help support the podcast, go to the support section to become a supporter. You can pledge $3, $5, $8, or $10 per month. All proceeds go towards the running of the podcast. We love hearing from you. If you have any questions or suggestions on topics you would like to hear about, email us at crossroadspodcast2023@gmail.com. Stay tuned, for Radio Theater is coming around the corner. In the meantime, every Monday morning, we will bring you amazing news and guests. Until next week, we'll see you at the top.
Crossroads Podcast.